Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Away from the Manger, where we're looking at how Christmas is just the beginning. We looked at a passage of scripture which really outlines the story of Mary and how God sends the angel Gabriel to her to let her know that God has chosen her to be the one who's going to carry Jesus. Now, I want you to imagine just for a second, this girl is probably a very young girl, a teenager probably, and she's got her whole life in front of her. She's, she's engaged to be married to Joseph. She probably has a family that she's well connected to, and, all these things that every young girl probably dreams for her life. And an angel comes to her and completely interrupts her life by telling her, hey, God has found favor with you. Like, he favors you. Imagine that. I was thinking about that, you know, favor is another way of saying that you're noticed, that someone sees you, that someone cares about you, that they have been thinking about you. And that's exactly what God was sending the message to her, is that I see you, Mary. I've chosen you for something very important. And then the angel tells her that she's going to have a baby. And she naturally asks what you and I would ask, like, well, how could that happen since she's not been with a man before? And then he tells her all the things that she really needs to know, that, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon her. But this baby that she's going to conceive is going to be a holy baby. This is going to be from God himself. And starts telling her about this child's future, that he will be he's going to be a king. He's going to bring peace, like all of these things. I mean, can you imagine just for a second what it would be like for that young girl? I think God has a way of interrupting our plans. You know, we all have an idea of what life should be like. We all have an idea of what, we want to do with our life, and we all want God to bless our life, right? But I think the way that Mary responded to the angel says something to all of us about the way we're supposed to live our lives. She simply says, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be done according to your word. I mean, I think Mary understands Christmas in a way that you and I might never understand Christmas. You know, for me, it's very nostalgic. It's about family. I have two little girls now, and, just love having them be excited and open up gifts, and we get to have relatives over, and we have a meal, and we share things, and it's just a great time. It's a blast. We love doing Christmas Eve service together, and all the things that are part of our tradition. But we're supposed to be reminded of what Jesus means to us, that he's come to save us from our sins, that God broke through and put himself into a vulnerable state of a baby. But Mary understands in a different way. She understands what Christmas is about, that in light of who God is, we simply say, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be done according to your word. She understands that we're simply servants of God. And if he wants to break through and interrupt our life, we simply say, yes, God, I'm your servant. And that challenges me, that I have a tendency to want to do what I want to do and to live the way I want to live. And you know, if God interrupts my life, I'm usually like, God, why are you bothering me? You know, why are you trying to change course on me? And I think that challenge is really goes to the heart. Do I really want to be a servant of God, or do I want God to be my servant? Father, I pray that my heart would never be like that, that I would have a heart just like Mary's, that I would think about you first and about your desires first and about things that you want and things that you need. I pray, God, that during this Christmas season that I'd be reminded of the beauty of who you are, and my natural response would be, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done according to your word. Wherever you're at, take a second. Just submit your heart to Christ, to be his servant, and to allow your life to be done according to his word. Thank you so much for being part of the DriveCast today. Till next time, take care.